Welcome to Youth English. I'm Peter.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam.
欢迎大家收听趣味青春英语。
Hey, Peter, you know, if you're going to go to the bar area after work tonight, I recommend going with a bunch of friends. I hear it's getting pretty dangerous in that area, so safety in numbers.
It should be okay. I know the martial art. I'm a martial art master.
Well, okay. If you're confident you can defend yourself, then, good luck.
All right, 那么刚才的对话呢 ,Sam 说呢你一个人去酒吧街呢可能会有一些危险，因为那个地方呢人员比较杂，你最好呢跟你的朋友一起去，因为呢这样去的话会减少一定的风险，用到了我们昨天讲到的 idiom, safety in numbers。但是呢我跟 Sam 讲了说我是一个功夫大师 ,martial art master, I should be okay, no problem.Alright, so that was the idiom from yesterday. And what about today's idiom, Sam?
Well, we move from safety to something that's quite common in our life, which is salt.
Salt?
Yeah.
When we're cooking, we put a salted dish.
Salted, it's on the table, everywhere you look, there's salt all around you.
Mm-hmm.
So today's salt idiom is salt in a wound. Salt in a wound. Wound is W-O-U-N-D. Wound.
It's going to hurt. It's going to be ouch.
Sounds painful, yeah.
Mm-hmm. 那么今天的 idiom 是 salt in the wound. 表示说呢在你的伤口上呢撒盐。这是一个非常痛苦的事情。在我们中文里面有同样的表达方法表示一个人已经非常痛苦了。那么他的朋友或另外一个人呢告诉他另外一个更加伤心的故事。这种情况下呢也可以用 salt in the wound 在我们中文表达里面表示说在一个人的伤口上呢撒盐。英语和中文呢在这里面是一个非常100%的一个吻合或者一个匹配。那么下面我跟 Sam 做一个英语的一个 demonstration, 看看在英语里面如何使用在你的或在别人的伤口上撒盐。Hey Sam, did you go to the party last night?
Oh, don't talk about it. Oh, I wanted to go to that party so bad, but because they told us about it kind of last minute, I already had plans and couldn't go. But it sounded like it was going to be a really great party. Was it? Did you get to go?
Well, Sam, it's a pity you didn't go to the party. It was a fantastic party. Well, beyond it, I hate to rub salt in your wound. It was a fantastic party, and a lot of celebrities was there.
Celebrities?
Yeah, I had a chance to take picture with them. I got their autographs.
Wow.
Have a coffee with them. Have a chat with them. Oh, I can't believe it.
Oh my gosh, what about the food?
Well, besides, there was a seafood buffet after the lunch party. There was a lobsters, seafood, the wines and beers. Oh, that was...I was in heaven.
Oh, that's all my favorite stuff. Oh, it's just so painful. I can't believe I missed that party last
night. Well, maybe next time.
Yeah, hopefully.
那么刚才的对话我们提到了上周举行了一个 party. 那么 Sam 呢因为太忙了没有时间去然后问我这个 party 进行了如何。我跟 Sam 说这 party 实在是好极了是 fantastic 原因非常简单因为那天呢去了很多的明星在我这说之前呢我用到了我们今天讲到的 idiom so I hate to rub a salt into your wound 就是我不愿意呢在你的伤疤上呢去撒盐因为 Sam 呢本来想去就没有机会去他就觉得有些失落或有些伤心同时呢我又告诉 Sam 说在那天的 party 上呢又出现了一些更加好玩的事情原因呢很多的明星到场了然后呢我有机会跟他们交谈同时获得了他们的签名另外一点呢在这个 lunch party 之后呢有一个非常好的一个自助餐是一个海鲜自助里在自助餐里面有啤酒有葡萄酒还有很多这个龙虾等等 Sam 听完之后肠子都悔青了我说那没有办法只能下一次了所以在这里面让一个人比较痛苦的一件事情呢我们可以叫 rub or pour salt into somebody'swound 表示说在别人的伤口上撒盐
So could you give us another example using rub or pour salt into somebody's wound? Sure, maybe your buddy is going through a bad breakup. His girlfriend just broke up with him. And so he's looking to you for comfort. But instead of giving comfort, you pour or rub a little salt into his wound by telling him, Well, I'm pretty sure I know why she broke up with you. Kind of smelly, not very clean...
You're not very good at taking care of her. You always have bad breath. Something like that. Well, that's going to rub salt into his wound, make him feel worse.
那么另外一个场景呢，当一个人失恋之后呢，他本来呢想跟其他的朋友聊聊天，能够呢通过他呢得到一定的慰藉，但是呢没想到他的朋友就指出他分手的一个主要的原因，因为这个很多的原因是在于他自己呢，比如说不注意生活的小节，自己呢比如说有些不良的习惯等等，这导致了他最后呢失恋了。本来想去获得慰藉，但是呢得到了呢却是一番的批评。这种情况下呢，对于这种很伤心的人来讲呢，是 pour a rough salt into his or her wound， 表示说在一个人已经受伤的心灵之处呢又撒了一把盐。
Alright, so that's it for today's idiom.Rub salt into your wound or somebody's wound, not your wound.
Hopefully not ours.
Well, coming up next is still Christmas story and a sad Christmas, not a merry Christmas.
No, we're looking at the dark side of Christmas.
Right. And before we go to the second part of the story, and now let's check vocab first.
Now it's time to hit the books.
First, we have source of stress. Three words. Source of stress. Source is S-O-U-R-C-E. Of stress. S-T-R-E-S-S.
今天的第一个词组呢 ,source of stress, 表示说一个人产生压力的原因。为什么说这些人感觉到有压力？
Next, we have the word poverty.Poverty. P-O-V-E-R-T-Y. Poverty.
Poverty 翻译成中文是贫穷、
yeah.
但是呢这个贫穷呢这里面是一个名词 poverty.
Yeah, I think poverty is maybe a little bit more extreme than being poor.、Next we have isolating time. Isolating time. Two words. Isolating is I-S-O-L-A-T-I-N-G.Isolating time.
接下来的词组 isolating time 直译呢表示说分离的时间，在今天的故事当中呢是指呢在圣诞节期间贫富家庭之间他们之间的差距呢越来越大。
Next we have be up against. Be up against. Three words.
接下来的词组 be up against 翻译成中文是面临着什么什么样的困难。
Next, we have financial challenge. Financial challenge. Our first word, financial, is F-I-N-A-N-C-I-A-L. Challenge. C-H-A-L-L-E-N-G. Financial challenge.
Financial challenge. 这两个单词呢，第一个 financial 我们学过，表示说金融上的或经济上的 challenge 是挑战。合到一起呢直译叫经济上的挑战，但是呢它应该转译成了一个人在经济上呢出现了一定的困难。
Next we have guilty. Guilty. G-U-I-L-T-Y. Guilty.
下一个单词 guilty 翻译成中文呢是负罪感的，或一个人呢被判定有罪。这个单词呢在法庭上呢是指一个嫌疑犯呢是被判有罪了。在生活当中一个人做错了事他会感觉到 guilty。比如说一个人撒谎了。He lies, 那么之后呢会感觉到 feel guilty.
Next we have scrape through. Scrape through, two words. Scrape is S-C-R-A-P-E, through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H.
接下来的词组 scrape through 翻译成一个人勉强的通过，或者说呢非常艰难的做过一件什么什么事情，叫 scrape through.
Lastly we have the word gratefulGrateful, G-R-A-T-E-F-U-L, grateful.
最后一个单词 grateful 表示说呢感激的或感恩的，那么表示一个人帮助了你，那么你应该具有一个感恩的心，那么这种情况你应该什么 feel grateful to their help.
Alright, now let's go to the second part of the Christmas story.
Alright, here we go. When asked about gifts for children under 10, the majority of households said youngsters would receive an average of 5 presents, but 3% said they would only provide one gift. 1 in 5 respondents said they would spend between $100 and $149 on a present for their partner, but 4% would spend less than $25. Major Harmer said the expenses associated with the festive season are a source of stress for many, with figures from the Australian Council of Social Service showing 2.5 million Australians live below the poverty line. Poverty has a significant effect on people, he said. For some, Christmas is a deeply isolating time. Many of our clients find this time of year extremely difficult because of the huge stress and financial difficulties they are up against. Registered nurse Amanda Jones, not her real name, admits she struggles to afford Christmas presents for her 6-year-old son. Christmas is just incredibly stressful when you have no money, she said. It is a financial challenge, and you just feel so guilty that you can't provide nice things. The 30-year-old from the NSW Central Coast scraped through Christmas last year with toys donated by members of her local church. I was really struggling last year, so I was so grateful to the people who gave toys. It made a huge difference. The single mother recently began working again after a period of unemployment, putting money away to afford her son's favorite, Thomas the Tank Engine toys. I started saving 6 months ago and putting toys on lay-by, she said. I hope this Christmas will be a better one.
慈善机构呢，对圣诞节期间和儿童接受的礼物的数量呢，同样做了一个 survey， 做了一个调研。他们选取儿童的这个对象呢，是在10岁以下的。绝大多数的儿童呢，绝大多数的孩子说呢，他们在圣诞节期间平均可以收到 5 presents。五个礼物，但是呢，3%的儿童呢，他们只收到一个礼物。So there is still a big disparity between the children's majority and the extremely poor children.
Yeah, so you wonder if they only get one gift, if it's going to be like a little more expensive, but just one, or if they get 5 gifts, it's like a bunch of cheap items, or if they're all good. So I wonder about the quality of the gifts.
20%的受访者他们说到呢，他们所收到礼物的价钱呢，大概在100澳币和150澳币之间。但是呢，4%的受访者说到他们的礼物的价值只相当于25块钱，同样在这个礼物的价钱上有差别。刚才我们讲到了这个礼物的数量有一个巨大的差别，那么同时呢，在礼物的价格上面也有一个巨大的差别，150澳币和25澳币，那么大概有6到7倍的这么一个差别。The 6 or 7 times a differences in the price.
Yeah, I don't think you can probably buy too much for $25.
No, I don't think. Just only small toy.
So, well, that's a shame. Now, the guy who's in charge of Salvation Army, Major Harmer, he mentions that this Christmas is a time of stress for many. So we know it's supposed to be a joyful occasion, family getting together, everyone's happy, but that's really not the truth when it comes to a big amount of people.
慈善机构的负责人哈姆进一步解释到呢，圣诞节期间会产生很多的问题，那么对于一些经济条件比较差的家庭来讲呢，是他们的 source of stress for many poor family， 是导致他们家庭或者说整个的一个家庭成员比较抑郁比较揪心的一个很重要的原因。
Because there's a large amount of people that living below the poverty line. 2.5 million Australians live below the poverty line.
因为呢，在澳大利亚呢，它的贫困的人数呢还是相当可观的，它的数量达到了250万。 2.5 million inBelow poverty.
So, you know, of course, poverty is going to have a significant effect on people, like it mentions here. And so, Christmas is going to be isolating for them, because here you are, you're supposed to get together with your family, have a nice time, but if you can't afford that, how can you do that? So they feel isolated, they feel like they're kind of on the outside watching all these other families have fun, have a nice time with their children.
You know, we know the total population of Australia is 24 million. And 2.5 million, that's 10% of Australians live under poverty.
Wow.
So that's a big number.
Huge, yeah.
Right. And 同时呢，我又提到了说，这个圣诞节期间也是说进一步体现出了这个贫富差距的一段时间，所以文中用到一个词叫 isolating time, is deeply isolating time， 因为有钱的人他的圣诞节过得非常的富足，但是没钱的家庭连一个最基本的玩具都买不起。
So you can imagine where the stress comes from. Of course your child's going to want a gift, and of course your child's going to be very curious and maybe disappointed if they only get one or none of the gifts. So that's why these parents are feeling so much pressure.
So we can imagine the difficulties and the financial stress these families are up against.
Yeah, and sometimes they're kind of broken families, broken homes. So maybe the father left, the mother left. Maybe it's a single parent family. They're going to be under even more stress because they're trying to provide an income for their family, but it's just them doing all the work.
所以文中用了一个单词呢 ,they are up against, 表示那些贫穷的家庭呢，他们要克服那些非常多的困难，不仅仅是说他们经济上的困难，以及他们心灵上所遭受的一些感受，因为呢感觉到这个社会当中存在的这种不平等。所以这里面提到 up against something means you face or you confront something.
Yeah, if we're gonna play a basketball game, say, okay, the team we're up against is really good, they're undefeated, well, then that means you got a pretty difficult challenge in front of you.
Mm-hmm. Also, the story cites some examples.
Yeah, that's right. First, we have a nurse named Amanda Jones, which actually is not her real
Anonymous,
name.
Anonymous, right?
Yeah. But she admits to the struggles when it comes to Christmas. She cannot afford Christmas presents for her 6-year-old son.
文中呢用了一些活生生的例子，第一个呢是一位护士，她的名字 Amanda Jones， 当然了她没有用她的一个真名，她提到在她的家庭当中给她六岁的孩子买一个圣诞礼物对她来讲是一个difficulty， 是一个困难的事情。 But I don't understand why, how come a nurse cannot afford a gift?
Well, maybe a nurse's salary in Australia is not as good as maybe like in the U.S. Because I think in the U.S., nurses make pretty good money.
You know, Australia, a nurse can make above average income as a whole.
Well, she might be one of these single parents we mentioned. So if she's working to support it and support her son, well, maybe she pays for some schooling things.
Schooling, maybe a rent
or a house payment, you know, could really drain all her money.
那么刚才我问了一个问题，在澳大利亚呢，为什么说一个护士她的收入呢应该给儿子买一个礼物应该没有问题，但是呢对于她来讲呢却成为一个困难。我们刚才分析一下，有可能说呢她是一个单亲家庭，也可能家里面呢出现了一些其他的一些问题，导致了她的这个经济上呢出现了麻烦。一般情况下在澳大利亚呢当一名护士她的收入呢还是 OK 的，还是不错的。
But if you're a single mom, well, it's still quite a challenge.
同时文中提到 it's a financial challenge that you just feel so guilty. You can't provide nice things. 作为父母来讲呢，如果说孩子想要一个礼物，你没有钱去给他买的话呢，父母的确呢感觉到一些内疚。那么用一个英文单词叫 guilty。但同时呢，对于孩子来讲，如果说你考试的成绩不好，经常拿到一个不及格的分数，拿成绩单给父母看的话呢，孩子呢也会感觉到 a guilty because I didn't perform well at school. I always got a failing report.
Yeah, maybe some students just don't care though.
They take it for granted.
Yeah,
nothing serious.
Now there's another situation here. It's a 30-year-old and she just barely scraped through Christmas last year. She got her toys donated to her from her church that she went to.
另外一个女士呢，她的年龄呢有30岁，然后呢，她上个圣诞节过的呢也是非常的艰辛。Scrape through 表示一个人非常勉强的通过或勉强的做某件事情，充满了困难，充满了挑战。因为当时呢，去年她连买礼物的钱都没有，她所有的礼物呢都是这个慈善机构捐给他们家的，就是 donated by the local church.
Yeah, so that was a kind of like a blessing there that she was able to get presents in that way.
Mm-hmm.
But scrape through, you can think too, like, you know, maybe you take a quite challenging test. Mm-hmm. You kind of scrape through the test. You just get by and maybe just pass. Mm-hmm. With,
那么另外这个词组 scrape through 呢，还可以使一个学生在考试的过程当中遇到了很多的难题，勉勉强强的把这个题做完了，用这个词组 scrape through a test.
Well, this mother that just scraped through Christmas, she just began working after a little period of unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
So she tries to put money right away to afford her son's favorite toys, which is Thomas the Tank Engine.
Mm-hmm. How should the mom appreciate the efforts and the help from the donation from the church? Right, his use word grateful to the people.
Yeah, no doubt. If you're having such a hard time and people show so much generosity towards you and your family, that's a wonderful thing.
Also, she said it make a huge difference. 对她的生活呢，的确呢，产生了一个重大的变化。因为呢，如果没有这些捐来的或给她的这些礼物了，她的孩子会非常的伤心。同时呢，这位女士呢，她也意识到她一定要 financially independent。他开始工作了，在工作的同时呢，他要 put money away. So what does it mean put money away?
Well, put money away means you gotta save the money. You're not spending it. So you can put it away in the bank, you can put it away under your pillow or your mattress.
Right.
If you don't believe in the bank system, but yeah, either way, you're saving the money.
如果说一个人去攒钱，把钱呢这个存起来，英文呢除了这个 save 之外呢，还有另外一个词组叫 put money away， 表示把钱呢存起来，然后 to do something， 然后给孩子呢买一个他心爱的 engine toys 一个礼物，这是孩子呢可能梦寐以求的礼物。对于妈妈来讲呢，她一定要努力能够满足这孩子的愿望。
So what she did was something that my mom used to do.
Mm-hmm.
She would put things on layaway, but in the U.S. we called it layaway.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically you pick something out, and in the back of the store you have a place to put it, you make payments on it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're done paying for it, it's yours.
同时呢，他在六个月之前就开始存这笔钱了。他 put toy on layaway， 刚才 Sam 解释了什么叫 layaway， 表示说让那个商店呢把这个商品呢给他放一边，不让别人给买走了。到时候呢，他去呢把这笔钱支付之后，那么这个礼物呢就会拿到手。这种情况发生在呢目前你现在的这个钱不够，但是呢你的的确确呢希望得到这个礼物，你会跟商店呢沟通，然后呢让商店把这个礼物呢这个东西呢给你放到一边，单独呢给你保存起来。 So do we have to pay upfront fee for this labor?
Well, you make paymentsSo, if for sure, like up front, you got to put a little bit down towards it to show them, yeah, you have some money at least. And then maybe every week you make like another payment. They might have some sort of like minimum payment that you got to make. So you at least got to put down like $10 or...
As a deposit up front fee, right?
Yeah.
You can keep it.
Yeah, right. And of course, it's going to depend on the amount.Of the layaway. So if you buy like 20 items, then that's going to be a bigger amount, so you got to pay a bigger like weekly or monthly down payment.
那么当我们想买一些商品，让它出一种 layaway 状况的话呢，我们需要在前期呢要付10%或20%的一个定金，那么商店呢会把这个商品呢专门给你保存起来，但后来等你有钱了，然后把这笔钱呢给它补上。这种购物方式呢，我们在国内不是特别的多，但是在国外呢，很多的超市啊或者购物中心会出现这种比较特别的销售方式。
Yeah, I think layaway is harder to find too in the U.S. now. It's not something that's that common.
Well, I hope the mother and the son have a better Christmas than last year.
Yeah, hopefully that's true for a lot of people, especially when we see...That's pretty depressing, and it's quite heartbreaking to see how many people are below the poverty line and just scraping by.
Well, time is up for today, and see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everyone. Hope to see you tomorrow.
本节目内容选自美国国家地理学习与政治学习系列教材。我们的节目可以在 AM 774以及听听 FM 上收听。Is on. I feel as though my time has come. How many times do I fly through your headspace? Now it's beating away from a safe place. Yeah, your skin, the touch, the kiss, the rush, too much. And here it comes. When you lift such mine, it's the kiss of love.Like a summer sun. Oh, I know that it's a little
外语广播2015年强档推出法律咨询节目《京城大律师》，邀请京城资深律师和法律专家免费解答您的法律困惑。咨询热线5166-0774。京城大律师每天下午6:30，北京外语广播。
一二三，起！
磨皮美白，不用修出锥子脸，微笑就是我最好的自拍辅助神器。
微笑不需要理由，微笑可以传染，千百万人的微笑组成了一座城市的表情，我们一起让北京笑起来。
好，准备啊，来笑一个，哎，对对，保持住。
Backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. Open up a beer and you say get over here and play a video game. I'm in his favorite sundress, watching me get undressed, take a body downtown. I say you the bestest, leaning for a big kiss, put his favorite perfume on.Play a video game. It's you, it's you, it's all for you. Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you wanna do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I.They say that the world we build is a two. Only worth living if somebody is just loving you. Baby, now you do. Singing in the old bar, swinging with the old stars, living for the fame.Kissing in the blue dark, playing pool and wild dogs, video game.
You alright?
He holds me in a big arms, drunk and I am seeing stars, this is all I think of. Watching all our friends fall in and out of old clothes, this is my idea of fun, playing video games. It's you, it's you.All for you, everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth with you. Tell me all the things you want to do. I heard that you like the bad girls, honey. Is that true? It's better than I ever even knew. They say that the world is built for two.Only worth living if somebody is loving you. Baby, now you do. It's you, it's you, it's all for you.Everything I do, I tell you all the time. Heaven is a place on earth.